All right, finally a card in the Major Arcana to be happy about in the Sun. It's been a rough ride with the Devil and Death and the Moon, and that's the purpose of the Sun. When the Sun card comes up, there's a reason to smile. We've gone through the Tower. We've gone through the trials and the tribulations of the Fool's Journey, and here comes, as George Harrison said in the Beatles classic, the Sun. This is Rock and Soul Tarot. If you like what we do here, please subscribe to this podcast and my YouTube channel, Rock and Soul Tarot, where we do mini video tutorials, rock lessons about tarot cards. I also have an Instagram, Orlando0616. And as we look at the Sun, what comes before the Sun? The rain. The storm is always first. In any movie, in any song, it's always the rain first, and then the sun comes to wash it all away. We've finally gotten to a point where we could be happy after going through the worst and most difficult situations that have been thrown at us. George Harrison says, "Here comes the sun," and I say it's all right. But then what does he say in the first verse? "Little darling, it's been a long and cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here." So when you see the sun, yes, it's a reason to be happy, but it's also a reason to be grateful because you're finally in a situation where it's going to be okay. Everything is going to be all right. Anthony Parisi chose Bob Marley to be his son in the classic rock tarot deck, and he's got that song, No Woman, No Cry, where he says over and over again, everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. And after you've gone through the types of lessons in the Major Arcana up until this point, when you see the sun, there's been some reasons to hope that things are going to be all right. And finally, when you see the sun in a tarot reading, whatever difficulties you faced should, with some help, with some gratitude, with some work, will start to clear up. You remember that song, I Can See Clearly Now? Well, it was written by a guy named Johnny Nash. And Johnny Nash brought the song to the world with a bit of a reggae flavor. Now, at that time, one of the most popular reggae artists was a man named Jimmy Cliff. Jimmy Cliff re-recorded I Can See Clearly Now for the movie Cool Runnings about the Jamaican bobsled team in 1993. And the movie came out in 93. Jimmy Cliff had a massive top 20 hit with his cover of I Can See Clearly Now. And it was his first top 20 hit in 25 years. Jimmy Cliff had been going through a bit of a struggle with breaking into the mainstream. It had been 2.5 decades since he saw success with a new song. And I could see clearly now, put him back on the map, back on stage in front of large audiences, and he experienced a major success with that song. Now, the lyrics to I Can See Clearly Now epitomize everything that the sun represents. He says, I could see clearly now the rain is gone, meaning there was a storm. It was bleak. It was wet and plans were getting washed away. I could see all the obstacles in my way. Not that they just disappeared overnight, but now you have a clear path on how to get through to the other side. It's time to believe that nothing will stop you now. He says, gone are the dark clouds that had me blind. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day. And then in the next verse, he says, oh yes, I can make it now because on all of these bad feelings have disappeared. Here is that rainbow I've been praying for. It's going to be a bright, bright, sunshiny day, especially when you overcome a situation in life. And at this point, when you see the sun, it doesn't matter. A lot of times when you celebrate overcoming an addiction, some might say, well, you got yourself there. The sun is not about who put you in the situation. The sun is about getting out of the situation. How you got there, why you got there no longer matters when the sun comes out. And when the sun comes out in the major arcana, all that matters is that you've righted the wrong, you fixed the mistake, you overcame the obstacles thrown at you, however you want to look at it or whatever happened. All that matters now is that you overcame a difficult situation. The sun is out. We've learned in earth science class that the sun is the most important thing on the planet. Without it, we don't live. In a reading, when you see the sun, it's time to live again. That is your rock and soul tarot lesson. If you liked what we did here, I'm slowly starting to venture out more into just talking about these cards. I am doing one card tarot pulls. Usually, I'll make an announcement on my Instagram, Orlando0616. If you have any questions, even if you just want to talk music and tarot, please send me a message. Please subscribe to this podcast, Rock and Soul Tarot. Please subscribe to my Rock and Soul YouTube channel. I'd love to connect. If you have another song that you think might fit this lesson or another lesson as we move into the minor arcana in just a couple of cards, please hit me up. I'm open to all suggestions and feedback, and we'll love to hear from you. I'll see you soon. Until then, gonna miss you, baby. Good luck. Goodbye. Be safe.